Hello and welcome back, listeners. We have a special episode for you today. We have got another game show hosted by Daniel. It is titled The Game of Why. So sit back, relax, and enjoy some highlights.
Well, I didn't have a bunch of fucking baby oil to rub on his body, but I'll think of that next time.
All right, first thing, I'm straight up getting naked, taking a fuck ton of photos for OF. Make
immediately
fucking bank, buddy.
Kayla, if you were a ghost, how would you haunt people and why? You have one minute. Go.
I thought you caught me being out on the sofa. I don't know.
It's my game show?
It is your game show.
Was it a question?
I don't know. So we're going to play the game of why. So the game of why, I got 26 questions in front of me. I have a wheel in front of me. You guys are going to separately roll. And whoever rolls the highest goes first. Second highest goes second, then so on. But pretty much, I'm going to spin this wheel. It's going to land on a number. And from there, I'm going to go to said number, which the question's attached to it. Ask you that question, and all three of you have to answer it. The best answer wins. I'll be taking tallies to the best answers. And then you each have 60 seconds per question.
Perfect.
Makes sense? So I guess we all have to go and roll, right?
Yep.
How do you do that again?
In chat, it's / roll, and then you type in 20 for a 20-sided die. Roll for initiative.
All right. Are we going to roll right now?
So all right. Hunter, I'm rolling.
Awesome. Awesome. You I love last. Being fucking last.
So Kyle is first.
Oh, I'm so first, even though I fucked my shit up. I'll take it, bro. Wait. I didn't hit that space bar.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I rolled in the wrong one. Should I redo it?
What did you get?
Wait, Daniel, how did Kyle get first?
Because I fucked up my roll and I got a 20, bro. Because
what?
I just typed 20.
Did he not get a 20? I just
no. No, I didn't, bro. I didn't even roll correctly.
Okay, go
ahead
and roll.
I didn't hit the space.
I got a 1, so I'm definitely going last.
I got a 6.
So Hunter's going first.
All right.
Daniel, you're so funny. You're like, Kyle, you're going first.
Well, mine literally says /roll 20.
On the little chat that popped up, it say you rolled a 20, so.
You're so old, man. You're so old. You just remind me of an old man that you can't figure out his cell phone.
All right, so I spun. We got the number 1. Right? So I'm going to go to said question 1.
All right. Like
so, Hunter, you go first. The question is, why would there be a dead body in a hotel room you were staying in? And then...
One.
Yes.
And then I just go ahead and answer it.
Yes, I'm going to start a timer. You got 1 minute.
To explain why there's... Okay. You have 1 minute to explain why there's a dead body in your hotel room.
Alright, go.
So I hired an entertainer. And she came into the room. And we were going to do some things. So we did some things.
Hell yeah, bro.
And I definitely didn't have enough money because she's bougie as fuck. And I couldn't hire a hooker even if I wanted to.
And I know where she's dead.
And get this. There's a second dead body you didn't even know about. It's actually her pimp and he's dead under the bed. He came in trying to get some money from me. And all I had was a Rolex. And I said, you ain't taking that shit. Fuck you. Stabbed him in the throat. Showed him under the bed. And hit her with the lamp, knocked her out, and she had an aneurysm.
Jesus Christ.
Got 5 seconds.
You can wrap it up if you want to.
Wrap it up.
He literally spent 5 seconds saying,
All right. Who's next?
That's crazy.
So same question.
Yep, so same question. Why would there be a dead body in a hotel room you were staying in?
Well, damn, his reason was going to be my reason.
Alright, well, you got 1 minute for a new answer. Go.
Starting now.
Well, I went to go find my fucking main bitch, and I found her in some hotel with some random motherfucker with the first name Hunter. So I ended up beating the fuck out of him to Defus. And then I found her, like, right down the hallway trying to motherfucking run. And I didn't allow that shit to happen. So I drug her back in, and I did some unspeakable things. And now there's a body inside. Well, there's actually two bodies, but I throw one of them out of the window. And that's how one body ended up in my hotel room.
Sound like Diddy.
That's crazy.
Diddy. Well, I didn't have a bunch of fucking baby oil to rub on his body, but I'll think of that next time.
Looking dry and chappy. All right, Tom.
Okay.
All right, Kayla, you ready?
Yes.
All right.
She already has all of her answers written fucking down.
Yeah, they're all losing.
She cheating this motherfucking.
No.
You got 50 seconds.
That no tells me everything I need to know.
No, we haven't talked about these questions at all. The only one that we talked about was this one at Hunter's house. One.
All right, you have 40 seconds.
40?
You lose time.
Fuck you!
35.
Right. You got 30 seconds.
What? I'm going right now? What the fuck?
Okay, yeah, you've been going, Nick.
Okay, stop. Okay, I'm in a hotel room, and a guy comes in because he is there to deliver a pizza to me. And so whenever he delivers a pizza, I convince him to come into my hotel room because, secretly, I'm a murderer, and I want to kill him because I have the desire to kill people. So what I do is I take the pizza, and I drug him with a syringe, and then I kill him. What? That's fucking bullshit.
Dude, that's time. You have
Fuck
1 minute.
Okay, fine. That's how I literally killed him. Said no. I just killed him. I fucking syringed him, and he died.
All right.
That was stupid. Not fair.
So, you definitely lost. I'm sorry.
That's bullshit.
Alright.
You done.
Fuck you. So, who won that round?
Kyle.
Ew. Why did I win, bro? Mine was, like, the worst.
Got the Diddy oil.
I didn't even add that in, but I'll take it, bro. Always take
bodies.
The Diddy oil.
You had dead bodies flopping around.
Fuck yeah.
All right, so do you guys want to keep the same order or just keep rolling?
Keep rolling.
Okay.
All right. So keep like we roll again?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so high. Oh, I'm so low.
Fuck.
Where's mine?
You're middle.
Hunter, you're first.
Wait, I'm so confused. I see it. 17.
Yeah.
All right,
so I am rolling. We're spinning. It's number 13. So, number 13, Hunter. If you woke up one morning and you were the opposite gender, what would you do and why?
Well, you know, I start now.
All right, go.
Go.
I've thought a lot about this. All right, first thing, I'm straight up getting naked, taking a fuck ton of photos for OF. Make
immediately
fucking
rich.
Bank, buddy. Got it. Immediately rich, bro. And I'm just assuming that I'm hot as fuck. So I'm gonna like fucking bank. And then if it's only for a day, then I'm gonna go and find like a super sleazy strip club, make a little extra bank right there for some outfits, and then I'm gonna go and make even more OF content. That's exactly what I'm gonna do. Bank it. I yield my time.
That's actually fucked up.
He said I'm done.
Fucked up.
Why can't I be first? It would be so easy.
That's fucked up.
He didn't roll. I yield my time.
You just want to be a fucking hoe? That's all you want to do? Are you saying something?
Are you saying something?
I'm saying that you're being a bitch. I'm just kidding.
I'm going to make fucking bank off my titties.
All right.
Kayla.
If you woke up one morning and you were the opposite gender, what would you do and why?
Okay. If I were the opposite gender, first thing I'm going to do is look at it, of course. And then I'm going to find a woman on the side of the street that's willing to sell herself for sex. And it's what I'm going to do is I'm going to slap her in the face with it. I don't know, guys. Damn.
Every guy's dream.
Ew. And then, of course, I'm going to have to pee because what is it like to pee like a guy? I don't know. That's kind of weird, right? And then I'm going to go rob a store, too, because if it's just for a day and I wake up a different person the next day, I never robbed a place, right? And then... I don't...
10 seconds.
Okay, and then last but not least, I would... I don't know what I would do if I were a guy. I forfeit my time.
Your time is out.
That's hard because you guys have it easy. There's a lot of things you could do as a woman.
You would. There's a lot of things you could do as a guy, bro. You could fucking windmill that
helicopter.
Shit. Yeah, exactly, bro. You could just windmill that shit. Dude, fucking meat spin that shit.
I didn't want the entire explanation to be all about a penis.
What do you think it's going to be about? You're a man now. It's all about penis.
It's all our life. That's all it is.
That's all we talk about. That's all we ever know. That's it.
Measure the penis. Pleasure the penis.
Ew.
Enjoy it.
Know how to hold it exactly perfect for pictures. Like, you don't even know the game, bro.
You gotta go straight to the base.
You gotta get the right angle, bro. It's balls, cock, and face all in the same photo.
Exactly.
Ew. Ew.
All right, Kyle, are you ready?
Well, I drew the fucking short stick because I was going to transition, but she took the transition. Go. Fuck. Well, I would definitely funnel the shit out of my titties, and I don't really want to go whore myself out because that just seems kind of gay.
Yeah, Hunter.
So I might just have like hella girl sleepovers, which are like the best, you know. Just heat, just eat hella puss, and live my life, bro.
Just
hang out with the gals. Go get 80 pairs of shoes. Fucking live my life, bro. Go shop for shoes, eat some puss, and then repeat the day. Rinse and repeat. Sounds like the life of me. I don't even need a shot. I'm getting you. What you mean? I need a sugar daddy. I'm strong, independent white woman.
All right.
That's crazy.
And that's what I want to be.
You said I'm gonna go buy lots of shoes. Like we do that.
All right, Hunter.
What do you want? Your life, woman. I need to know.
What do I do?
How many shoes do you own?
I own 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, Oh shit, maybe we do buy shoes.
I own two pairs of shoes, work and home.
I was prepared to call you a man, but you have over two pairs of shoes, so
dude, there's
you're
a
not a man.
Drawer over here that's full of her shoes too.
Oh, shit, so I'm the bad guy. Yep, fuck me. I just go fuck myself.
My bad.
All right, let's go ahead. Let's roll.
All right.
Wait, who won?
Who won?
Hunter.
Oh, fuck Hunter. Yeah.
He was smart. He was going to go make money.
Get that
Oh, so I'm not smart as a woman? Is what you're telling me?
You were like, oh, I'm already rich. I'm a bad bitch.
How the fuck did you roll a 19 again?
Because I'm a bad bitch.
He wants to take all the best answers.
Being first in this is honestly kind of good.
I thought it was going to be bad, and it's actually turned out pretty good.
We're doing question number 21.
21.
That's what I was going to say.
All right, so.
I hear you.
Hunter, the purge happens. Who, where, when, what, why?
Oh, fuck. Okay, so.
You got 1 minute. Go.
Okay, I'm going to go and... Fuck, this one isn't going to be fun.
Glad you're first, buddy.
Yeah, this one ain't going to be great.
45 seconds.
Gotcha. Okay, I am going to go and find every... I'm going to have to bleep that out, that I can find throughout our town, murder every single one of them, and string them up at the courthouse across the top of it, cut off their junk before I throw them over the edge, and then I'm going to, what's that saying? Can't reoffend if you're dead, or dead offenders don't reoffend, some shit like that. That's what I'm going to spray paint across the entire courthouse before I do all that. That's what I'm going to do.
Hell yeah. Justice.
Fuck yeah, brother. That's true justice.
Alright, who's next?
Me.
Hey, quick question. Where are we rolling at?
Excuse me, bro. Excuse me.
I'm in the caster chat.
Okay, no. So yeah, in recording, where all of our faces are in the voice chat right now, there should be a little chat bubble that you can pop up if you're looking at like all of our images.
All right, I'm there.
Okay. Bro, you even gave us the order. How did you even know the order? Were you just guessing, bro, and you got lucky?
Rolling a 19 again.
Oh, I said that. I remember now.
So you just... Yeah, there's still two people. That's crazy.
Kayla, you're next.
Yes. Okay.
All right, so the purge happens. Who, where, when, what, why?
All right, so if the purge were to happen, I would go and I would hunt down our governor, and I would tie him up, and then I would take him to a warehouse, and I would gag him, and I would make him sign a bill where all marijuana was legal in the state, and if he didn't, I would cut his fingers off until he had a sign with his toes. And then if he still didn't do it, I would take his children and I'd kill them in front of him.
Jesus.
I wouldn't even kill him. I would do that. And then I would let him live with it for the rest of his life. All because he went and signed a piece of paper that made marijuana free in Oklahoma.
Jesus.
And time.
All right, so you definitely lost.
you
sound like a drug addict, dude. So like, you won't sign
my methamphetamine,
bro.
Yeah, right.
I'm itching for the weed.
Yeah. You literally said I'm gonna kill his children if he don't sign this.
I'm gonna kill this elected official's children if they don't sign this bill. So you immediately became a terrorist. Love it. Love that energy.
Actually, that really sounded bad to say on a podcast. I wouldn't actually do it. I understand, okay?
A whitest kid you know TV show. So if you want to do a shoot the president, you definitely don't want to go to this building.
You don't want to go to this building at this exact story and aim at this exact window. That would be illegal for me to tell you that. But...
super illegal.
Alright. So, Kyle. I just did. Alright. So, the purge happens. Who, where, when, what, why? You got 1 minute. Go.
Oh, I'm ripping, buddy. All the men. Everybody I can find. I'm gonna grab all my guns and I'm gonna hunt everybody down. All the women get to go, but not the men. And we're gonna have like a Mad Max kind of deal going on, because they were all clearly gay. Absolutely gay. But we're gonna have a Mad Max thing going on. It's gonna be a good time.
That actually sounds super dope.
Women don't exist anymore.
Wait. Are you killing them?
I mean, consent, non-consent. It's kind of a it's kind of a fucking broad horizon there.
Oh my god! All
right, time.
Explain to me what is consent.
So no comment.
I don't feel like that was a minute.
That was definitely 1 minute of you talking and all the men.
All right, I was going to let you in on my purge, but, you know, that's not fucking happening.
And it did sound pretty believable. I feel like you might actually do that, so when the purge happens, I'm shooting you first.
I mean, if they take puss away, brother, don't. We're all going to be fighting. It's going to be prison. It's going to be prison everywhere.
Ain't gonna be
there's
going to
be Tyrone's looking at you like a fucking snack cake, bro.
And then there's going to be you with the Diddy oil.
Yeah, well, at least I have oil, brother.
Ew.
That blood, that guy ain't got no oil. I promise you that.
Ew. That's crazy. Okay, let's... Okay, next one. We're done, right, we're done.
Everybody roll.
Alright, before Hunter has to cut out literally like 10 minutes of the show.
Oh.
What, Hunter, you think gay is wrong? You think they gotta cut out gay?
No. Alright, let's see. You rolled a 14, I rolled a 17, Hunter rolls a 7. Ha ha, losers!
Who won that last one?
Oh, yeah, who won the last one? Hunter won the last one, too?
Yeah, he was killing... He was doing something good. We had one person raising in. We had you, the guy, Nick, talking about killing the governor and his kids over some weed. It was pretty rough.
I was the last one, brother. It was pretty rough.
Okay. God damn.
You fucking die quieter.
Alright, so we're gonna go Kayla, Kyle, then Hunter.
Yes, we all know the order. We're all looking at the same hole.
Let him announce it. He's the game master. You can give her negative points, by the way.
All right, so we got question number 4.
Number 4?
Yep. All right, so, Kayla. Why is sandwich meat round when bread is square? You got 1 minute. Yeah.
Like, this is my opinion, right? Why I think it's round and the sandwich meat is square?
Yeah, you should be the professional on this one.
Okay. Maybe. Fuck you, dude. He's mean. I think that the meat is round because the animal where the meat was cut from was round. Time. No, I'm just kidding. No. I think, I don't know, it's round because, you know, somebody was like, meat looks better when it's round and not squared.
I like me a big old squared steak.
Shut up, you're the game master. And maybe whenever people don't like the crust on their sandwich, they have to cut it into circles like Uncrustables, you know?
I hate crust on my sandwich, and I ain't never cut it in a circle.
I hate all of you.
What Crustables answer?
I do love Uncrustables, bro. Those shits are good.
All right.
Fuck you, Daniel. Also, for the woman joke.
Oh, you didn't like that? I'm sorry.
Did you guys catch what he said?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
I didn't fucking hear it.
He said, oh, you're perfect for this one because it's a sandwich, and apparently I make sandwiches for...
Oh, hell yeah.
Alright, Kyle, why is sandwich meat round when bread is square? You have 1 minute, go.
Well, usually things I like to fuck are circle or like oval shaped, not necessarily circle, but maybe that's why it's circle.
You guys are fucking fucked up, dude.
How else are you supposed to get the mayo on it?
What do you mean?
That's a fair answer.
What do you mean?
Ew. She said,
ew. I think the bread is square, so you know what you're getting into. You know the bread is square, and you know the meat's supposed to be round. that's why it is the way it is. Why? You can ask your God. Not my God. Ask yours.
That's crazy,
dude. That's why I think it's... Don't ask that's me crazy. Again. I find it
oh my
difficult.
God. Kyle, are you drunk?
I mean a little bit, but I'm not too drunk.
Time.
So, that's Kyle, not a minute, bro. You're lying to me, bro. Are you actually timing that?
Yes, yeah. It's on the timer.
I have him set up in there. I got everything pulled up for him so he can't get confused.
It's like dummy proofed over here, dude.
Hell yeah, brother.
I'm like bowling with the little rails on the side.
The what? Bumpers?
Yeah, the bumpers.
Do you have a little helmet too?
I fell one too many times. Leave me alone.
The bumpers, bro?
I mean, yeah, the bumpers.
I'm crying right now.
All right, Hunter, why is sandwich meat round when bread is square? You have 1 minute, go.
Okay, the reason a bread is square is because it's made of fucking loaf, y'all. I don't know what the fuck y'all's problem is with this whole fucking
loaves can be weird ass shit.
Yeah, well, loaves can be circle.
Where the fuck you show me a circle loaf?
I'll make you one.
We'll fucking do it. I guess it can't be circle. It depends on the size of the fucking pan. But the reason that that the meat is circular is so it sticks out of the bread and you can sit there and flick it and before you eat it and just like, you know, it should be looking like Arby's.
Thought it was just me, brother.
It's the meats, bro. You just flick it with your tongue real quick and then you go in for the bite.
Hell yeah, that's why they call it roast beef.
Yeah, and also disgusting. You can take that round turkey and then put it on your fucking mouth and...
It ain't round when you put it in a sandwich.
Alright, Hunter
one. Why didn't you round post loaf? Pictures of it? That's a loaf. Show
that's
me
sourdough.
The roast beef.
Where... I don't even know where I even sent that. Did I even send it? Oh, I did
yes,
send it.
Yes, you send it. Oh, yeah, you send it in the right place.
That's a round loaf.
Yeah, well, I'll make you a piece of sourdough square.
Do you want to see some beef curtains? I mean, some round meat?
No.
No.
Yeah.
I still have that video of Daniel Anthony.
Do you guys want me to resend the picture of Courage?
No.
Just send it to Hunter, because I don't think he saw it.
Oh, I saw it. I saw it. I was creeping.
No, don't send it, bro. I'm gonna be real sad, bro.
Once every morning. Every morning at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Is that what you look at? Like, what are you saying?
Exactly. Like, I'm kind of getting concerned about you now. I was wondering why you took morning shit every day.
Bro, you told him about Rule 34 and it's over now.
Rule 34 have some way better pictures of Courage than that, bro. That shit's kind of great.
Oh, Rule 34, I forgot
what's
about that.
Rule 34?
That's where you found the fucking
look
Courage.
Look it up, brother.
I've
been Courage the Cowardly Dog.
I just Googled that shit.
Don't do it. Do not do that on the iPad.
Oh, dude, absolutely.
That's a shared
iPad.
Device!
With who?
Me!
Well, who cares? You'll know exactly what he's looking at.
All right. Yeah, I actually do it.
that'll give you some hints.
Wait, who won?
Hunter did.
Again?
Fuck yeah.
You guys need some better answers, dude. Not my fault.
Dude, I shouldn't have been not first every time, because everybody's first answer was my first answer.
Not my fault. I'm just here.
No, it ain't, but I'm real sad about it.
You'll fucking cry, loser.
No, okay. Have fun changing 13 more of evaporator cools.
Hey, fuck you, man. I'm getting shit, evaporator cool is getting fucking old.
It's JK. Have 30 more leak searches.
I find nothing.
I mean, that would be me, honestly.
You have better search leak detector than I do.
Yeah, well, it's been dead.
Dale, do you understand what they're saying?
Air ducts.
What?
Air ducts.
Nope.
Yes, air ducts, 100%.
Oh.
All right, let's go ahead and roll.
Wait, what?
Oh, roll for to see who goes first.
Roll for initiative. Oh, we tied.
Who?
Right. I'm the tiebreaker. Okay.
You can roll one more time, Kyle.
Nice words.
Time.
Okay.
Roll one more time. I got 15. Hunter got 9.
Sorry, that was a misclick. That was a misclick.
It was a misinput.
Misinput. Give me a second. Misinput. Oh, I'm the winner.
Look like a nat 20 to me.
Absolutely.
All right. So, we are going with question number 10.
Spin again.
Alright, Kyle, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Alright, so why do we say slept like a baby when babies wake up every 2 hours?
Because sleeping like a baby means you slept like a bitch. You didn't actually get any fucking sleep at all. And people misuse that. If you sleep good, you sleep good. If you slept like a baby, you slept like a bitch. You didn't sleep but past 10 minutes. Because you're a little bitch. Little bitch human. Little homunculi. Whatever you want to call them. Didn't sleep good is what that should mean. That is a total misconception. And that is my answer, full stop.
All right, go ahead and stop the timer. This one's going to be kind of hard to talk about for a whole minute. What?
All right, Kayla, are you ready?
Yeah.
Do you want me to re-ask the question?
Nope, I sure don't.
Okay, 1 minute, go.
All right, I think that the reason why we say slept like a baby is because baby... Oh, fuck, this is hard. Oh, fuck. I don't know. Fuck. Okay, I think...
Say something really offensive.
Okay, fuck. We sleep like babies because babies paint walls when you throw them hard enough.
Fuck yeah.
He said say something offensive.
I'm canceling your time. You're done.
You're no longer a part of this pod.
He said something offensive.
You shouldn't listen to me. Left.
Okay, we sleep like babies because babies actually do sleep very well. Think about it. Did you ever remember the last time you slept better rather than whenever you were a child and you don't remember anything because you're so young?
I bet your brother can answer that pretty clearly.
All right.
You said time. Thank God.
Yeah. Yep, we're done with that. All right, Hunter, why do we say slept like a baby when babies wake up every 2 hours? You have 1 minute. Go.
Okay, I'm going to expand a little bit on Kyle's answer. Thanks for that sniffle. I really needed that in my fucking ear.
I'm sorry.
But anyway, I'm going to expand on Kyle's. Babies do sleep like little bitches. I have a baby, and he sleeps for like 30 fucking minutes, and he really sucks at it.
Oh my god!
Not super good. Definitely lowest on the scoreboard, for sure. I'd rather say that if you get a really, really good night's sleep, that you more or less slept like a rock, just completely cold, motionless, usually under a blanket of dirt, and 9 times out of 10, you're fucking dead.
Oh my god!
I yield my time. Turn.
Yours Love is it. Way better than mine.
That baby died in your story. I love it.
Whoa, no babies died in my story.
They so that point,
mine.
That point went to you, Kyle.
Oh, well, he made it real grim, bro. You didn't say explicitly a baby died in your story, but it kind of sounded like it.
I definitely murdered a baby.
Excuse it's splattered me. On the wall.
Yeah.
It's dead.
No, so that was my story.
Shouldn't have been so squishy.
Ew. I need to stop. Right.
Let's go ahead. Reroll.
You ain't had one yet.
How many more do you guys want to do? We've got quite a few of them.
Until this baby's dead.
Oh my god.
It's going to be a while.
Wait, I can't see anything.
Oof. Why am I always last?
You literally just went first.
I didn't go first. Did I go first? Oh, I did.
Yeah,
you did.
Okay, well, fuck me. Why am I always last?
We got 4, a 13, and a 7. All right. Hunter, you're going first. Kayla, you're second. Kyle, you're third. We are doing question number 9.
Okay.
And question number 9. All right. Are you ready?
I don't like this question.
Why do you know what it is?
Yeah, for what? Real. I thought I missed something.
Because I have a copy of it.
So why are all your answers bad?
I like this question.
You had homework. We just showed up for the test.
I didn't study it. I literally wrote all of this.
All right, so you know everything.
But I don't, because I don't remember.
So we're going with question number 9. Why do feet smell and noses run?
Oh.
All right.
Excuse yeah, me? These are hard.
Why do feet smell and noses run? Hunter, you're first. Right?
This is kind of, yeah.
All right. You got 1 minute.
This one's weird. I don't like this one.
Go.
Okay. This you is really Kayla. Off the wall. I thought this was fucking scenarios, but okay.
I thought so.
Scenario.
No, it's not. I don't like this one. Can we restart and choose a different one?
No, yeah. Shut up. It's my time. I have the fucking stage. Fuck off.
All right, 40 seconds.
Okay, so... Fuck.
You probably should have took the out, brother.
Okay, so feet smell because obviously they get fucking sweaty. And water do be dripping off them toes and them boots.
Ew.
And be making it like a fucking really? Swamp. Got them swamp feet, swamp ass. Making your way up to the nose. It do be running, and that's mainly because I'm usually running from stanky ass feet from Kayla. which makes my eyes fucking water.
No. I don't have stinky feet. Just kidding, my feet do stink.
They fucking do.
Kayla, you're not.
Yep. Okay.
Blame it on
her. So, why do feet smell and noses run?
Okay, so.
You have 1 minute, go.
Feet smell because you're walking around all day long and you're doing exercises, hopefully, if you're healthy. And noses run because you get sick, you have allergies, and it gets watery, and the pollen gets stuck in your nostrils, like me right now. That's why I keep sniffling. Hunter, thanks for calling me out. Yeah, time. I don't know.
Yeah, time.
All right, Kyle.
No, I'll just go Hunter's route, bro. I'm fucking good.
1 minute.
He said fucking Kayla's feet smell bad. So that's that's why
Kayla's meat.
Kayla's feet don't smell bad. So that's why they do diddly smell bad. And that's end of story. Period. Done with that. And then my nose runs because I have to smell that shit.
That's fucked and up.
That's it, bro. That story end. Period.
First off, Kyle got me mixed up with a man. We're not even on that question anymore.
Kayla Schmeet.
Ew, Schmeet.
Meat.
Her smelly meat. Ew.
Ew. Fucking roast beef, brother. Ew.
Ew. Ew.
Stop it. Stop it.
Ew. Okay.
Alright, time.
Dude, my freaking nose is watering.
I said right, time so, like 5 minutes.
Well, you said time twice, so I just kept it going.
I appreciate that, true man.
So, Kayla won that one.
What?
Yeah, you got your first point.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty fucking
surprised.
Charity. It is charity.
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 You guys.
Oh, hers was the only one that made sense.
I was trying to do a really bad Biden impression.
It was not good.
You're an asshole, David.
Went over my head.
It's because you don't have a head. Wait, what?
All right, let's go ahead. Excuse me, let's step that back. Why can't that be a question?
What?
Nothing. What you just said, but JK.
Wait, what? I'm so confused right now. You're literally trying to talk to the person that spelled man.
You literally just said the thing I'm talking about.
What? Okay, just fucking...
The man has no head. Let's continue on.
Okay. Daniel no spit. Head on his penis. Oh wait, we're rolling. Ew. Ew.
Well, I had to spell it out.
Fucking shit, bitch.
Oh yeah, we gotta roll.
Yep.
Oh fuck.
I got a 7.
I also
got wait, a. No, I got a. Oh whoops! I accidentally rolled twice.
Well, you take the 7.
No, you didn't. That one was from 9:27. That one's from 9:34.
Oh yeah. Okay. No, she didn't.
So I rolled a 6.
Oh, it's me. Seven. Great. Oh! I love it.
All right. I love it. Hunter, Kayla, then Kyle.
What?
No. It's Kyle. Me, then Kayla.
Oh, dear I'm not God. Sure how loud.
It's Daniel just... 10-7-6. I'm 10, yeah, it's 10... under 7, Kayla 6.
Kyle, see, mine, Hunter, Kayla.
Mine is showing a 4, a 13, and a 7.
Yeah, that's the last one.
Or scroll down one of the two.
Fuck.
It's because you're on mine and you're glitching.
You might. Know.
It doesn't matter. We know which way we're going. Kyle goes first.
Alright, so we got question number 3. Alright, Kyle, you ready?
Sure. Yes.
Alright, what music would you choose to play every time you walk into a room and why? You have 1 minute. Go.
Every time I walk into a room, a song plays, and then I have to explain why.
Yeah.
Yes. Why that song?
I know what I want to say, but I probably shouldn't say it.
Yeah. With a different one.
But Kanye, bro, is just such a great artist.
No.
Kanye is undisputed, and if Kanye was to come out with a new song to praise some sort of something that people didn't like, it might just be that one.
Jesus Christ.
But and why? Because it's Kanye, my boy. I've always stood with Kanye.
Oh my God.
Never have I not stood with Kanye.
Why do you sound like Donald Trump right now? You literally sound like Donald Trump.
Because that's what I was trying for. I am the best. Kanye is the best. He's the best artist.
Never have another artist the same.
Never.
Alright, Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so what music would you choose to play every time you walk into a room and why? You have 1 minute. Go.
It is gonna be, I would probably say P.I.M.P. by 50 Cent. And that's because I'm a pimp Mac Daddy motherfucker. I come in, dick swinging,
oh
big old
God.
Set of nuts, and a girl on each arm. I'm just that fucking dope, bro.
And yeah, hella right. Kids following behind.
Hella fucking yeah, kids yeah. With my girlfriend following behind.
That is too funny.
I'll be hilarious. Walking up in that bitch. I
is Deidre next to you?
It. No, she ain't.
Oh, okay. She should be.
She'll listen to this later if she's not already listening through the door.
That is so funny.
I died a little bit.
Alright, Tom?
I'm going to get hit later for that one.
Yeah,
all right, I'd hit Kayla, you. What music will you choose to play every time you walk into a room and why? You have 1 minute. Go.
Okay. You know, I don't know the name of the song, though.
Sing it.
Sing it, me on the counter. Wasn't me.
It wasn't me by
on
Shaggy.
The sofa. Oh.
Shaggy, dude.
I was going to make her suffer a little bit.
That's the song I want to play every time I walk into a room. Because
I still don't know it.
Okay. thought she caught me banging out on the sofa. I don't know.
yeah.
Was it because nothing's ever your fault or you're fucking the neighbor?
Both? I'm just kidding, Daniel.
I respect it.
Your neighbor's fucking weird.
Yeah, they're like old as fuck. I've got one neighbor with mouth cancer, and then the other one's a fucking freak that probably has bodies in his basements.
I know why he has mouth cancer.
Damn, I should have chose No Vaseline by Ice Cube. Fuck.
That point is going to Hunter.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck you. I think you like Hunter or something.
Hey, your answers have been shit, dude. You literally got a cheat sheet, apparently. I want to hear
Daniel.
That.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, I'm not siding with you.
Fuck you.
You're just mad.
Fuck you.
Give me bare answers.
Fuck you.
All right.
I'm trying,
let's do
okay?
Role play. Let's go ahead, roll.
All right.
Bam. Nat 20.
Oh, I'm not 20. Fuck. I got a 13.
Aww.
Oh, you're very nice.
We're going 7. Hunter, Kyle, then Kayla. So, we are doing question number 2. Question number 2. Alright, Hunter, are you ready?
Yes.
Alright, should a man about to be executed in the electric chair be saved if he had a heart attack, and why? You have 1 minute. Go.
I'm going to use 10 seconds to ask a quick question. What is his conviction?
Whatever you want to be.
Fuck.
Murder of an elderly woman. Three elderly women. Oh.
I can roam with that. Yeah, it's definitely going to be a no. He's on the electric chair. I'm just going to go up there and moon him for the first, 30 seconds before he's about to get an electric charge. And then right before they're about to pull that fucking lever down to send 150,000 volts straight to his heart, I'm going to kick him right in the fucking nuts. I'm gonna floss all over him while he's getting
floss?
Shocked.
Floss?
Explain the floss. I need you.
It's that stupid fucking Fortnite dance where you swing your hips and your hands go one hand's in the back, one's in the front, and you swing back and forth.
Yes.
And as I'm doing that, I'm just gonna smile.
I am familiar with that kind
time.
Of floss.
That is all she wrote.
That's actually so funny that Kyle was like, explain the floss, please. what is he going to do? He's going to take some teeth floss out and floss all over him.
Well, you usually take a towel and run it between your nuts and your ass cheeks. But...
There's a bunch of different kinds of flosses, and we're not going to explain them all here. But what he explained is ain't the only floss you can do to a man.
Ew.
Or woman. But it particularly happens in prisons.
I was not wearing a G-string.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Kyle, should a man about to be executed in the electric chair be saved if he had a heart attack? Why? You have
well,
1 minute. Go.
If it's what I want him to be convicted of, then no. No, he's going to sit there and I'm going to floss on his face while he has the heart attack. And then I'm like, oh, are you okay? Oh, me so sorry. Me so sorry your heart hurts so bad. And then I'm just going to floss on his face some more. But the bad kind of floss, not the floss that he just explained.
Not the celebration dance.
He going to be flossing his teeth and I'm going to be doing something else. We'll just leave it at that.
Ew. Ew.
Pause. End of time.
It's a nice
end of
brush
time.
Out there.
End of sentence. Never gonna ask again.
Alright, Kit.
It's my goon chair, by the way.
Should a man about to be executed in the electric chair be saved if he had a heart attack, and why? You have 1 minute. Go.
Alright, I'm going to left field it here, and I'm gonna say yes, we should save him.
Liberal.
The reason why we should save him is because, well, one, he's going to immediately start getting electrocuted, right? And then he's going to have his heart attack and die. But I want to save him and bring him back to life so then we can just electrocute him again and make him suffer even more.
Oh, we're brothers.
Fuck you for killing three old ladies. So, yeah, I would definitely bring him back just so I can kill him again and again and again. Anyways, time.
I'll agree.
Turns out they're all parents.
I feel like I'm being very morbid this episode.
It's right, a scenario.
That point went to Kayla.
Aw, thank you. I deserve that
one
for sure.
That was actually the most deserving.
That was actually the only good answer I've ever given this entire thing.
Let's go ahead, roll 20 again.
How many more questions do you have, babe?
A lot.
Daniel, sorry.
Jesus. How many, brother?
Hang on. I don't know, it's hard to tell.
There's a lot.
We've done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Kayla, why do you gotta do that to me?
We've only done 9 questions. This is question number 9.
Oh, yeah. There are a lot more. Do you guys just want to do, like, 3 more? I didn't realize there was a lot.
I'm big chilling, but I gotta use the potty. I'll be right back.
All right. So, Hunter, you're first. We are going with question number 22. All right. So, you're reincarnated as an animal. What animal and why? You have 1 minute. Go.
Any animal? Fuck yeah. Okay. I want to be reincarnated as a dolphin, but I want to be near a fuck ton of pufferfish. And only for the fact that dolphins all hang out together and smoke pufferfish and get high as fuck. That is cool as shit. That is, like, the closest thing to, like, human nature that I can get and still have fun. Yeah, so dolphins all getting high together on pufferfish and slapping them bitches, because they do be, like, taking their back tail and smacking them bitches until they bloat up. And I think that's funny as fuck.
Crazy. I didn't know dolphins do that.
Yeah, they get high off them shits.
Yeah, the dolphins. That's crazy. Chill. Too smart, but chill.
That's crazy.
Alright, end time. Alright, Kyle. You're reincarnated as an animal. What animal and why? You have 1 minute. Go.
I want to be a Chinese middle-aged man. Back in the day. And, I'm going to do a bunch of wailing, and that's an animal. Human's an animal. Fight me. I want to be a Japanese human, and I want to be slaying the fuck out of whales and dolphins.
So you're going to be killing
them?
I'm going to be murdering the chimps.
So like the guy from Norbit.
The people that that fucking white guy tried to fight against, what was his name? They had like a boat and he was trying to like fight against the fucking Chinese and shit, whaling. I'm gonna be the opposite of them. I'm just gonna be a Chinese guy. I'm gonna be whaling them motherfuckers.
That's crazy.
And why? Because it's a lot of money, man. Right, I'm having a good time while I'm doing it. Fuck them fishes.
It's sad.
Hey, dolphins, people. Tell me how sad it is.
Yeah, you're right, actually. Henry wants to, I guess.
Kayla.
Yes. Damn, that was a hard turn.
You're reincarnated as an animal. What animal and why? You have 1 minute. Go.
If I was reincarnated as any animal, I would want to be reincarnated as a dire wolf.
So dead?
Yeah.
No. Very dead. Dire wolves are alive.
Yeah, but like ones. Well, you want to be men of the challenge?
Sorry, yeah, I guess I do. I guess I do want to be mentally challenged. No, I think dire wolves are cool, and they're like, I swear to God, I'm done. I'm not even gonna fucking, not even gonna tell you why. Yep, I just want to be a dire wolf so I can be stupid.
Okay.
Oh my God, time, I'm done.
All right, time. No, it's
gay. You can't call time on your own.
You called time, or somebody called time on their own.
I'm just giving you a hard time. That's awesome, gay.
So, you all lose. Nobody picked Honey Badger. You guys suck.
Well, that sounds pretty gay.
All right, now, Hunter won. All right, let's go ahead.
The dolphins.
Reroll. Let's say it sounds kind of fun.
Don't it?
Be swimming around the ocean. People. High as shit.
To unsuspected women on the shore side. Hey, well, I rolled a one, a nat one.
I rolled a three.
I hate my life.
So we're going Hunter, Kayla, Kyle. Alright, Hunter, are you ready?
Yes.
Alright, if you were a ghost, how would you haunt people and why? You have 1 minute. Go.
I just want to say you have like the best fucking scenarios. All right. So first thing I'm fucking doing, I am going to the nearest gym that has a yoga class, and I'm haunting the women's locker room. Straight up getting in lockers, jumping out and scaring the fuck out of women when they're changing. It'd be pretty dope. And then the second stop is going to be like a semi-professional football field, and I'm chop blocking the fuck out of people as they're trying to catch passes. I think that'd be pretty fucking hilarious. Face masks in the dirt, that'd be pretty awesome. And then my third stop is going to be my boss's house, and I'm going to change his thermostat settings every day. I'd probably just like go in there and fucking change the intensity of the cooling and the heating, and then probably switch them, and then go and pull his reversing valve plug and make sure that it goes even when it's supposed to be cooling. I think that would be fucking dope.
That's crazy.
Wasn't too bad. All right, Kayla, if you were a ghost, how would you haunt people and why? You have 1 minute. Go.
If I were a ghost, I would haunt people by making them go mentally insane. I would possess them for short periods of time and make them do shit that they don't remember. And then the next day, I'd make them wake up in random spots so then they think they're literally going crazy to the point to where they end up having to go and be put into an insane asylum. Time.
That's pretty morbid.
Alright,
there you go, all this horrible shit in time.
Kyle, if you were a ghost, how would you haunt people and why? You have 1 minute.
I was gonna go the same route of Hunter, and I'm gonna haunt HVAC systems, man. I'm just gonna all the people that done diddly did me wrong. Every season, I'm going to pull a wire out of a wire nut for either cooling or heating. And they're going to get switched over. And when they want it to cool, it's going to heat. And when they want it to heat, it's going to fucking cool. And when a guy comes out to change it, guess what? I'm going to switch it back. time. End of time.
All right, so the winner of that is Kayla.
What?
Yeah.
He likes morbid shit. Write that down.
Hey, I just think it'd be cool to be sending all these, you know, people to the insane place, hospital, whatever.
you just want a bunch of fucking people in the mental institution? What's wrong with you?
Nothing. I feel like
he's trying to find vulnerable women. That's what they did in the day.
Lots of what do they call them? The lobotomies.
Well, that, but I mean, just like women that have no say in anything, and they're just there because they were crying,
bitching about doing the dishes. Lobotomy.
Yeah, exactly. Tired of that shit. She didn't want to do my dishes. I only drank 4 toddies. What do you mean? You think I'm being crazy? I'll show you, crazy bitch.
Love right. Autumn.
I went back in the day. We'll go back.
Let's go ahead and roll 20s.
Roll our roll 20s. Okay.
Yes.
I'll roll my 20s. I'm rolling so hard. Oh. Almost a net 20. I don't know if I want to be first, honestly.
10 and 7. I don't know if I want to be second.
I thought it was going to be.
All right, Kyle, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, so we're going to do question number 6. Why do you think 11 isn't pronounced 1-E-1, and why?
That's actually so stupid.
Because I'm not, and I say 11 instead of whatever you said. I don't even know how to say what you said. So maybe I'm there.
180
not leveled up.
It's 181.
Like, no, it's 181. Yeah, well, it's 181, not
181.
That's cancer to me. That's like saying that the quote unquote brain rot is just not normal stupidity. So it's one for one for that. Like, that's kind of like cancer. And one for, you know, one, or I don't, is it 11? Like cancer. I'll end it now.
I'm pretty sure this one was like one of the few that Daniel actually picked.
I'll end it now. Pause. End of answers. I'll end it now.
Alright.
That's why.
You're next.
Okay.
You have 1 minute. Go.
I think it's 11 and not 21 because
Kyle,
our ancestors decided to call it 11 and not 181. I don't know. That's why. It was just like that before, you know, we learned numbers and how to count. So, plus 181 literally sounds so stupid. All right, time. That one was short, but I don't really know how to explain that. Daniel, say it again.
Is my time
You're too far away from.
No, it's been going.
Wait, what's going on?
Take right, control. You, move your mic closer you to have, your mouth.
Dude, my mic is right here on my mouth. You have 1 minute. Go.
Okay, so it's 11 now, but way back in the day it used to be 21.
No way.
It did, believe it or not. People were really myself. That dumb, and they actually called it 1E1, and that's because it used to be 2E2, and 3E3, and 4E4.
Okay, you're
66.
you're on one.
So on and so forth. One day, Sir Archibald III decided everyone was wrong, and he decided to call it 11 because he likes the sound of a lot. And yeah, so that changed the whole pace of the number game, and he won a lot of money in the stock market. And
all right,
that's just how it went.
That was so funny. He said, "Whoa."
It sounded like you were AI for a second, being prompted to say something.
Yeah.
Fucking chorged on that thing, and he said,
"Whoa."
Oh, shit.
All right, I 1-1 on that thing.
Go ahead. Let's go ahead, re-roll.
Who won?
Hunter did.
I hope you're keeping track of this, Danny, because nobody else is. maybe Hunter is, but I don't think the rest of us are.
I got it all tallied.
Let me roll real quick.
Got an 8, 16.
Draw, into please. 16.
Oh, all right. Shit.
Let's re-roll.
Eight. Okay, yeah, we can just do that.
I'll keep my 8, right? Or?
I'll just re-roll it.
No, I'll keep my 8. Her just keep her 8.
Okay.
And just have Hunter and I re-roll.
Hunter got 18.
Oh, I'm not going to beat that. 9. I'm a fucking loser.
Alright, we got Hunter, Kyle, and Kayla. Alright, Hunter, are you ready?
Always.
Alright, if you could merge two animals to create the ultimate pet, what combo are you picking and why? You have 1 minute. Go.
Okay, I'm picking a dog for the first one, for the first animal, because straight up loyalty, cuteness, furriness, pet ability, and sometimes they can be kind of smart. Not any of my dogs, but some dogs are. And then I'm also picking a goldfish because of the aquatity. They're definitely going to be like an underwater dog. You can totally take them underwater scuba diving and they're not going to drown. Wouldn't try to do that with a regular dog. Doesn't work out. So, that's why I would pick those. Plus a dog with like tiger stripe gills would look fucking dope. I think it'd be pretty sick. And, giant snarling teeth from a dog on like fish lips would look really weird, but I think it would catch on. I think it'd start a really cool trend. No lips with teeth, fucking dope.
Time.
Gross.
All right, so dogfish.
Dogfish or fish dog?
Fish dog.
Fish dog. All right, who's next?
Somebody Aqua sounds dog. Like they're underwater right now.
Yeah, I'm so underwater.
Underwater or under beer?
I think it's more like under bong.
Under bong.
All right, who's next? It's Kyle, right?
Yep.
All right, Kyle.
Is it me?
Or is it me?
I don't know, my shit's
Taylor rolled an 8,
Rotten.
Kyle yeah, rolled
she
a 9.
Did. Yeah, she did. It do be Kyle. Me.
Alright, so if you could merge two animals to create the ultimate pet, what combo are you picking and why? You have 1 minute. Go.
Man, I'm just gonna fucking choose a cat and a dog because I basically already raised one of those. It's called a fox, and those things are pretty awesome to have. They're basically a cat dog, man. That shit be fucking sick as fuck. They hyperactive and fucking sweet and love being petted on. Foxes are a dope animal, so cat dog. That makes a fox.
Cat dog. Like that movie. Cat dog. TV show Time. Cat dog. Kiwi, Cat dog, the TV show.
Let's say a kiwi's not an animal.
Kiwi. Is it my turn?
Yes.
Oh, time wasn't up yet. But sure.
Oh, he said time. You just ignore Kyle every time he says time.
I'll go fuck myself.
Did not hear it. All right, Kayla, if you could merge two animals to create the ultimate pet, what combo are you picking and why? You have 1 minute. Go.
All right. If I had to merge two animals, I'm going to have to go with dog, okay, because I love dogs. I have 4 dogs, so I definitely love dogs. And I'm going to merge a dog with a monkey So then it has thumbs and it can help me do like things around the house, and it can climb and like do stuff for itself and like, you know, be more human like, but it's still a dog. So yeah. And I don't like you guys because you're distracting me.
you don't like me? I'm a problem? Is there what you're saying? I'm a problem? I'm a problem.
Yes.
Sorry, I'll stop that.
Anyways, I'm about to that's go what I would religion. Choose. Time. I'm done.
All right, so Kayla won that one.
Yay! I'm so good at this.
Monkey dog is pretty dope.
A monkey dog.
It's cooler than a dog fish.
I have a new pipe that I bought that's like a dog fish. I'm not kidding you.
Like, you just got a fucked up dog pipe.
No, I promise. I sent it to Deidre. I said dog fish or fish dog.
If its eyes don't turn red, don't bother me. Actually, that's pretty sick, bro. That thing looks like it needs to be on fucking ventilation.
That thing needs to be... the fuck is that a dog?
Yeah, exactly, bro. That thing looks like it's been inbred 12 fucking generations. The knob on its head, bro.
No, that's the mouthpiece.
That's not a dog, bro. That ball is a mouthpiece. You put your mouth on a ball to suck on it.
No, it's a small pipe. That's the mouthpiece. It's just the position I took the picture in. It looks like it's on the top of it, but it's actually like far from it.
Yeah, but the mouthpiece is a ball.
Yeah.
That is the worst fucking picture I've ever seen.
That's what I sent to everyone. Saying
that thing. That thing's a fish, bro. It's just a fish.
You know, people probably looked at that and they're like, how does she even see dog?
What I'm trying to figure out right now. Bad angle.
How many dogs you have, girl?
4.
That's Do why you even look like dog. That.
Jedi.
If your dog okay, looks
you
like
got
that,
me there.
That...
Jedi.
If your dog looks like that, it needs to go to the fucking vet.
That thing really looks like a fish.
Yeah.
That thing's on the spectrum.
For real, though, Jedi's eyes, a little worse than that thing's.
Yeah, they are.
He got them bug eyes, brother.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, no.
Shallow. Doing that. No. Who won that one?
You did.
Oh, did you already say that?
Dog monkey.
Oh, yeah. So who won all together?
Hunter.
Hey, yo.
Boo!
So Hunter is the next game show.
This is BS. All right.
The game master.
Wait, you want a game, girl?
I never have been a game master yet. But it's okay. I'll get it next time.
You guys ready for me to close it out?
Yeah. Nope.
Or does Daniel want to close it out? Or Kyle? Or Kayla?
Let's have Hunter do it. You won.
Yeah, you winner, chicken brother. This do be your show, though, brother.
This is your time to shine.
All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and take my winner speech. So, thank you, everybody, for listening to the show. I am clearly the winner. Everyone else, fucking losers. I will be coming up with the next game show. You'll be hearing about it in the next 3 weeks. Hopefully, as long as we don't have any more setbacks. Kayla. But anyway. Yeah, so thanks for listening. We will catch you guys on the next one, and have yourself a fantastic night. I'm the winner. These guys are the losers. I'm on the winner's pedestal, and I'm definitely not going to get a big head about this. Later.
Yes, bitch.
Definitely don't have a big head. Bye.